KO4HKX.
Good morning, Ken. KO4HKX.
Morning, Ken. Morning, Patrick. W2JKT.
Good morning, Eric.
Good to hear y'all out there this morning.
Be back on. This radio's giving me a fit. Just be talking, and then it'll just power down, and then it'll be 5 or 6 days, and then all of a sudden it'll come on.
Got that wired into your cigarette lighter, or is it going straight to battery now?
Fired into the cigarette lighter on that, but I think maybe it gets hot. I'm thinking the fan isn't working on it because I don't hear it anymore. But you would think that once it cooled off, it'd come back on.
But you never know.
Right now, so we'll see.
Up for you, let me know. I'm happy to do it.
And I might take you up on it.
They've been doing. Have a good Christmas and start to the new year.
We had our couple weeks off from work, which was nice. Miss Courtney and I have been playing Dungeons & Dragons with the kids quite a bit. So I built a game table earlier in the fall, and then Courtney spent a lot of time over the break putting together a campaign for the game. So we started playing that, and it was a lot of fun.
Over here, Susan officially hung it up there around Christmas.
Give it up, did she? I bet she's ready for that.
Kept snatching her around, so she just got frustrated. Clear outage affect you guys yesterday?
Any either.
Only come back on sometime during the night.
If you're with an MVNO, because I'm on Straight Talk. I mean, I have Verizon, but it's through Straight Talk. And I, Courtney was with Verizon directly, and I didn't even ask her if she had an outage yesterday, but I don't think she did, because I think she would have mentioned it.
Something there last night, and said it only affected like 100, 150,000 people nationwide.
It sounded like it was millions.
All in the southeast, almost every state, all the way to Texas.
Just play it off and it wasn't that bad.
Dusting of snow and the news is like, oh my god, it could be snowmageddon.
Never mind for this weekend.
For snow up here Saturday, but all I know is it's going to be cold.
You're like, oh, there's no school tomorrow, because, isn't some of it supposed to come in, like, tonight, late, or early tomorrow?
I was just saying Saturday.
A little bit of snow this weekend if we do get some.
Don't care either way anymore.
Say that.
Driving as I did before.
I hear you.
Commute to work is about 20 minutes and about 5 minutes or so of that sitting at one red light, so it's really not that bad.
So far?
Do my job. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Working for government, educational institution, or is this a private?
Government institution. And it is, I don't work directly for the government. I'm a contractor right now. But, man, is it screwed up.
Need to teach them, they won't let you.
Their day set up, there's no way you can teach them anything anyway. They're coming and going too much. They don't stay at any one thing long enough to learn anything. Where they're trying to get their high school educations, their GEDs, or bring their high school educations up if they did graduate. So they got what they call education, and you could be up to a 50-50 student, where 50% of the time in there and 50% of the time with me. So you're 1 week on, 1 week off. Then I've got students that are 80-20, and I've got some that are 90-10. So And then there's things that they jump out for to, you know, other training classes or certifications they offer, they'll take them for that. Like, I don't have any students the rest of the week because they're taking an OSHA training class. And then the ones doing education. And then I've got, so I'm sitting there doing nothing the rest of the week. Anything else when the government gets involved? It's chaos. KO4HKX.
Something that works perfectly well at break it is to put government in control of it.
About the truck that drove off the scale, the side of the scale there at the plant a couple of weeks ago.
I bet that was fun to get back up there out of that.
Right tire went up over the side of the thing, and that, and then the little guardrail thing poked a big old hole in the fuel tank and drained all the fuel tanks. Had to get the environmental people out here, and that's $6,000 just for them to hit the gate.
Company had to pay for that, though.
Or their insurance company.
Imagine that he didn't speak any English.
I have a license now.
He was from a Canadian trucking company, and he was just supposed to be picking up a backload, but that didn't work out.
To stop Canadian drivers from coming down here, because they can't speak English.
One trucking company out of Canada, every time they come by, every driver wears a turban. It knows, though, I did fuel up with gasoline the other day for $2.09.
Still $2.60-something up here.
Reason it's really cheap in Spartanburg.
Everywhere, because there's such a huge oversupply of oil right now.